Thank you. Okay, Simin, Ayin, Bays, Sifchof, Sifkot and Chof, or Sifchof. But Shabbos, because the Paiskin is a Tanner, Shehu Tuach Petit, Yesh the Paschai de Akum. You should open it with a goy. Right? Meaning, even though a Mirla Akum is normally not allowed, but here it's not really an isser. You just to be safe, right? I mean, because when it's toach betit, so you're fixing something, or not fixing, whatever it is, you're breaking something open. The main akum yesh pasuk de katan, then use a katan. The main katan mutar gam legadol pasuk, then it's mutar for a gadol to do it. Yesh lasis ayde shinui, and it should be done with a shinui. So this is practically like if somebody has clothing in a dryer, you want to open the door. So the dryer door, so they say to open it with a shinui. A regular oven door, when people keep their food into the oven, you don't have to open it because it's not considered muksa, because that's what it's meant to do. Matne coffee, better Shabbos say chaguma. Let's say somebody, you insulated coffee inside a hole. Right, and you did it on Erev Shabbos because on Shabbos you're not allowed to do that because that's Hatmana on Shabbos. So it's Erev Shabbos, and you did it for Tzarech Shabbos. And Mechaseh Bekarim Vekadam, you covered it over with blankets, pillows, Sheyecham, so that it should stay warm because you're allowed to do Hatmana on Erev Shabbos with something that's not going to increase the heat. If it'll just maintain the heat, it's fine. Zimu if you did it in sand. Also, you can't put all the entire kli into the sand. Why? Because sand increases heat. Pillows don't. Even if you don't insulate the whole kli, only some of it, and the rest of it you do with clothing, that the kli is hidden on all sides, that's also aser. Meaning, because what he means here is that Hatmana is mutter if you don't insulate the entire kli. So he's saying if you leave some of it out of the sand, then it's okay. But if you leave some of that out of the sand, you cover that part up with things that don't increase heat. So you would think that should be fine, but it's not.
Practically,
Mm-hmm.
how would you do that?
What?
How would you do that, Hamana, without something that insulates?
No, you can put it under pillows and blankets and stuff. That's fine. That's not going to add heat.
I thought the whole point is if you cover it, it is adding heat because there's nowhere
No,
to keep it go.
not going to add heat. It's just going to maintain heat. It will not get hotter. I mean, I was never under a blanket with soup, so I can't tell you for sure. But that was, and if I was, I
It would
got
probably be
bigger
eaten.
problems, right?
No,
But
but I
it's
thought
not.
that the whole problem with Hatmana is because when something's underneath, it's gonna create more heat, like soup. If you mix soup, you're creating more heat. Right? Why can't you mix soup?
No, that's a different story. That's Alt Bishel.
Yeah, because it creates more heat when you mix.
Well, no, but this is increasing heat. There is because you're mixing it, you're going to end up cooking it, not increasing the heat.
So even if there's no extra heat, you can't do it.
No, that's. That no, it's not because of increasing heat. It's because of cooking.
Yeah.
Now, to take how do you say it?
Bread, whatever.
No, if you take it, if it's on a hot plate and then you would cover it with blankets, that would be also because that's increasing the heat. Even before Shabbos, that's increasing the heat.
Aren't there
If it's
certain materials that increase the heat?
yes, yeah, so you have to know. So sand, he's saying sand is one of those materials that increases heat. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Yeah. Anyway, so Ella Tzarach lasses boivin zeshe kliya shebasoicha kofi yatmina rak ad chetzi. You do it until it's half or yad shlishtai or into a third besoicha chol. It's either a third or half stuck into the sand. Va'moisi yeba aver, and the rest should be in the air. V'yitein al haguma daf, and then you put on the hole. You put a board a yichval of kli, or you put a kli on top of fold, not fold over. You turn over. Do you what do you say? You overturn a kli, sheya'avir, then you at least you have a space between the coffee and the utensil. Then you could put clothing on top of it. Meaning, what he's saying is, if you put a space in between the pot that you're insulating and the insulation, then you could put pillows there and those all those type of things. All right, because it's not directly touching. That's why if you wanted to drape a towel on top of your hot plate to keep things hot, so what you do is you take like a big pan. What do you call those pan? Cookie sheet. And then you can drape a towel over that, and that will help maintain a little bit of
Or the
heat.
tuna fish can by the crock pot.
Well, that's a different, no, that's, well, that's, yeah, correct. Yeah. It's a little different thing, but yeah, you good point. Yes, that puts a space. Yeah, very good. Chafe, when it's close to being dark, you should ask the people in your house in a soft lashon, hifrashtem challah, did you separate challah? And you say to them, did you light the ner? Well, the reason why he's saying it that way is because if you say it in a questioning and a tense voice, then it's not going to be pleasant for going to Shabbos. You have to ask it in a nice way. Lush and raka, softly. You have to feel your pockets before it gets dark. You don't have a needle stuck in them. There's nothing in the pockets. Even if you have an eruv, because maybe there's something muksa. So even though nowadays everybody kamat lives in a place that has an eruv, but still, it's a problem. You still have to, because you might have something muksa in your pockets. Okay. Simenai and Gimel Beis Oifin Mutter Losses Kodem Shabbos Melacha LaAkom LaHashul LaHaskel LaKeilim. Right. This is the big nursing home issue. Right. In what situation is it mutter for you to give Melacha to a guy, or to lend him, or to rent him your Keilim? Well, you'd Aleph Sifim. So Aleph also linear lakam she asked malacha Yisrael b'Shabbos. A guy is not allowed to do malacha for a year on Shabbos. Contrary to popular belief, many people believe it's okay. It's not okay. Musmachu al apasa kol malacha le'yaseh. All malacha should not be done. The mashma filo ayde akum, even with a guy. V'maisa la'akum is a malacha b'er Shabbos. And if you give the work to the guy on Shabbos, afal pisha akum maisa b'Shabbos, even though the guy doesn't on Shabbos, mutter it's mutter. But only in the following ways. He has to take it from the guy's house, from the yid's house before Shabbos and not on Shabbos. That's one. Beis. You have to make up a set price, meaning he can't be working by the hour. He's doing it for himself, so he should be mekabel. Let's say somebody has a worker, a goyish worker for a certain amount of time. Also, you're not allowed to let him because he's a salaried worker. Not allowed. Because whatever malacha he's doing is only for the te'elis of a yid, of the yid. Let's say a goyish is traveling someplace, and the Yisrael gives him a letter to bring there. And he's going to take it on Shabbos. Yisrael, he has to pay him a little bit. The Akum is going to say, "Oh, I'm not bringing the mail because I work for the Yid. He's bringing the mail because he's getting paid. The loy b'chinam, and he's not doing it for free." That's a loaded thing there, right? We're using a guy to take you in the elevator. So you pay him a little bit so that he's going up in the elevator. Ramosh has a tshuva about that he's going in the elevator because he's getting paid, not because he's taking you. There's a that's one example. Gimel aschar ye kotzav l'chol malacha, and the schar should be set for the entire malacha. V'le'ya akum schir yom, and he should not be hired for the day. The classic one is bringing your stuff to the cleaners on Friday afternoon. So as long as you bring it out of your house on Friday afternoon, and the guy's getting paid by the shirt, so then it's not a problem, right? Because he's working for himself on Shabbos. Fine. Dalit. You also can't give it to him that he should do the malacha on Shabbos itself. Even if you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, meaning you brought him the shirt to clean a minute before Shkia, and you told him, I'm picking it up a minute after Shkia. So basically, you're leaving the goy with no option other than to do it for you on Shabbos. For you do it, and you know that it's impossible to do the malacha that day. Also, that is also aser. If he sends a letter, see that you bring it there on that day. And you see that it's not possible to get there. It can also go on Shabbos. It's also aser. If there's a market on Yom Shabbos, also losses and nochim mois be'er Shabbos, you can only aze it over. You can't give him money to buy for you on Shabbos. She do a shein amoy to liknas kiyim b'Shabbos, because you know it's only happening on Shabbos. This comes up a lot when people, there's a lot of yidden that sell sports tickets, concert tickets, and a lot of times the concerts go on sale on a Saturday morning, so they want to know if they can have a guy buy them tickets. From this, the pasuk, the reading of this, it's not allowed. But maybe in by the tickets, maybe it is allowed because they're on sale on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday also. It's just the chances of getting them are slim to none. So that's what you tell the guy. You can hire the guy maybe and say, I need these tickets by Wednesday night. But you get them for me and I'll pay you a bonus. So then you're not telling him to get it on Shabbos, but if he's a smart guy, he'll get it for you on Shabbos. But if they were only for sale on Shabbos and that's it, and then that would be much more of a problem. You can't give him something to sell either. But this that we're saying, if you're not telling him, this is a caveat that even when you tell him not to do the malach on Shabbos, it's only also ela b'noisin l'be'erev Shabbos. If you give them on Thursday, you can give it to him the chavetz to sell, or money to buy it, even though you think he's going to do it on Shabbos. Right? So then the question is that if the tickets go on sale on Shabbos morning, is that mamish like asking to do it on Shabbos or not? It's better, there's a chiddush from the kitzur saying, if you know you live in a city, that the marketplaces that it's on Shabbos, then better not to live there. It's impossible. You're gonna end up doing a chet. It's too big a test. But if it's not in the Jewish neighborhoods, then ain't lochash. Then there's no concern for that at all. Okay, we will stop over there.
According to the kids, would that be a kula for buying the tickets? It's not in the Yishuv Yehudi. It's an online marketplace.
Yeah, but the